Michael Froelich. I'm the National Biodiesel Board's Communications Director in the Washington, D.C. office that handles all federal affairs.
The situation as it stands now in Congress, with consideration looming about extending the tax incentives for biodiesel production, where does it stand now?
Well, I think, Tom, as you mentioned, I think looming is the perfect word. We're really not sure exactly where it stands. We know there are a number of members that want to accomplish this and get this passed and extend it past just a simple one-year extension that we've seen in the last 2 years. And the most recent news is just yesterday, right before the close of business, Congressman Pomeroy, along with Congressman Shimkus, introduced H.R. 4070, which would extend the biodiesel tax credit for 5 years and also alter it from a blender's credit to a production credit to kind of shore up the main purpose of the tax credit itself. So the problem is just that with healthcare kind of taking all the air out of the room when it comes to Congress right now, there's just such a level of uncertainty as to where this tax extension will happen. Last year, none of us thought that the biodiesel tax incentive would be tacked on to, you know, the TARP bill, the bailout bill, towards the end of the year, and that's what they attached it to, and they extended it for one more year. So moving forward towards the end of this session of Congress, the first session of the 111th Congress, there's a terrible amount of uncertainty and a very real possibility that it might not be extended, along with 73 other tax incentives that are due to expire December 31st, 2009.
What would that do to the industry?
To be completely blunt, it would really be devastating to the industry. As you know, the fuel industry itself is a high demand industry, and if there's no demand for the fuel and the prices go up, There isn't going to be production, there isn't going to be sale, and it's really going to put the industry to nearly a grinding halt. Sometimes in the past, Congress has gone back and done a retroactive tax credit. For some industries, it's helpful, but for the biodiesel industry, it would not be helpful at all. If they got to it, say, March or April, those 3 or 4 months loss would be major losses for the industry itself. And then along with those losses, we lose the energy security benefits of displacing foreign petroleum, along with the benefits of creating jobs and producing an environmentally friendly, cleaner burning, homemade domestic fuel, diesel replacement fuel that's a low carbon fuel.
How does the NBB feel about the Shimkus and Pomeroy proposal?
We're thrilled that they've introduced this legislation. Really, what it is companion legislation to a bill that was introduced earlier this year in the Senate by Senator Cantwell from Washington, and co-sponsored by Senator Charles Grassley. And that's S-1589, the Biodiesel Incentive Tax Reform and Extension Act. So this is just kind of the companion legislation that will do the same thing. It will change it to a 5-year tax extension instead of these short one-year extensions, allowing investors to have a little more confidence in the system, as well as allow proprietors and business owners to have a real business plan in place instead of a kind of a year-by-year fly by the seat of their pants type of business. And also it makes the current tax credit more stable by changing it into a production credit. So this way, it makes sure that the tax credit is given to those that produce the fuel inside the United States, and there aren't any problems with transshipment or blending problems.
How do you react to people who suggest that the purse strings should be watched more closely, and that the biodiesel industry and ethanol industry should stand on their own merits?
So, the first reaction that comes to mind is the petroleum industry is still getting tax incentives from the federal government, and they've been around as long as we've been using fossil fuels for our energy production. So I think, that argument is kind of a false negative, if you will, to begin with, when they're saying that the industry doesn't have it. It's just not consistent with what this Congress and the past Congress agenda has been in moving our nation's energy policy forward into the 21st century. As you know, they established the RFS2 and the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007, which wanted to move us for the first time to have a low carbon burning diesel replacement fuel in the commercial marketplace. So it's clear that the federal government has set forth that they want to help reduce our dependence on foreign petroleum while creating opportunities here in the United States with new green jobs that have, energy security benefits, economic benefits, as well as environmental benefits. So those folks that say that it should stand on its own, they have to realize, as I said, petroleum's been around as long as we've been using fossil fuels, where this is a very nascent industry that was in 2004 only producing 25 million gallons, and then after the tax credit was introduced, we came up to a number of 690 million gallons in 2008, and that there alone shows the tremendous success of this program in moving forward in renewable fuels for this country.
So what are the chances that you will, in effect, be left with an expiring tax incentive simply because of Congress's resources being turned to health care?
I think the chances are very high, unfortunately. Obviously, the National Biodiesel Board and our members are on Capitol Hill today meeting with their elected officials for our board meeting. They're doing everything they can to explain to their elected officials what this will do in their local districts, how it will affect job growth, job creation, job loss, as well as the environmental, the energy security benefits. So I think that's one of the best things is for the elected officials to hear directly from their constituents. But it's a very real possibility, unfortunately, with such a fixation on health care at the moment, that some of the important things, such as the biodiesel tax incentive, kind of gets put to the wayside. And whether this kind of current difficult economic time with the recession would be fantastic. But, we're going to keep optimistic and keep working with our members and with Congress and the administration to make sure that that this tax extension will be put through. And we'll just be optimistic about it as well as realistic, but, hope for the best and work to try to get there.